Perhaps AFL fantasy expert, guess who it is? And I don't reckon he's happy, JJ.
Well, he may not be, but I tell you what he did do. He got in the scores with a did two he? In front of him, 2,139. Josh, welcome. You had a big weekend.
Yes, I did, Bix. Thanks for... sorry, mate, you just caught me off guard. I'm cooking a bit of pasta for tomorrow night. But, yeah, back-to-back scores over 2,000 of time I run beautifully.
Well,
AFL fantasy grand finals this week.
Yes. Well, I must say, I was concerned because you left us last week with the old, I'm going to pick myself, I'm going to put myself in my team. And I thought, well, I'm not sure. I had a look at your score. You got 60. A little bit underwhelming. What, are you going to back yourself in again?
Must have had a big second half, Bix, because I hadn't actually laid Sharon on the slipper at half time last week. It only had a few handballs.
A couple of Krispy Kremes.
It must have got to me. But, I'll probably take 60 on the back of that. But you got to be bold. But, ended up with 21.30-something, despite my own worst efforts. But, this is a big week, though, Rowie. It's grand final week. So
is it?
Those that are lucky enough to have made the grand final, this is what we play for, all the biscuits.
So you're in the grand final.
Well, not really, because I don't...
He's not in a league, but he's... 21.39 might have got you in, so...
Yeah, it could have got me through.
Well, what are you doing then? What are you doing with your side? You bringing in anyone?
I just... There's not a lot of room to move at this stage of the year. For the most part, the teams that have been well managed, you're probably not really looking to move too much, but I've made one slight trade, and I've brought in Shane Biggs. I didn't have a whole heap of money, so I tried to cash in with a running halfback. Shane Biggs is my man from the Western Bulldogs. Played a little bit of footy with him at the Bendigo Bombers about 5 or 6 years ago, and he's a really impressive halfbacker. So I'm hoping he can get me an 80 or a 90 and might push me over the edge.
And always, the captain's just so important, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
And I always need a hand with this every week.
Yeah, captains are crucial. It's the biggest decision you need to make for the week. Captain of a grand final. Now, the reason, there's someone we could probably ask, Rowie, because one of us three has captained two premierships.
Yeah, two times.
In the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, yes, he has.
So what sort of a player are we looking for to lead the charges on grand final
day? On grand final day. Andrew McLeod types.
Well, no, I tell you what happens. It's a contested day. There is a lot of contested ball in that.
Okay.
I'll tell you one bloke who very rarely lets you down. Now, I'm hazard to recommend him, but Matty Prittis is a star.
Yeah.
He just finds it and continues to find it. And the other bloke we talked to Matty Prittis about, and he said he's going absolutely great guns, is Andrew Gaff. So 38 disposals last week against the Hawks. He, too, is a player who's really solid, and he does have a great record against Adelaide. Sorry to be the Moz, but they're two.
Having watched a little, here's an insight for you, Riley. Having watched a fair bit of West Coast this week, they do put Gaff in every situation available where they can get the ball in his hand.
They do.
So, Not a bad suggestion there, Rowie, but hopefully our mids can do a number on those boys, and you're best off putting a Matt Crouch with a C next to his name. That's what we're looking for.
Well, okay. Well, JJ, it is sacrilege for me to tip even one player from an opposition team against my team, Bix. I can't believe you'd even throw those names out.
Well, but that's the thing about fantasy football. Sometimes the heart has to be overruled by the head.
Hey, now, JJ, you're an ambassador and you're the face of the Red Hots, are you? The Trots?
I am, the Trots, yeah. Love harness racing. My girlfriend's father introduced me to me. Now she gets into me for watching it too much. So funny how that works. But, I'm lucky enough that the schedules have worked. We've got the bye next week, obviously, before the final. So heading across to the Breeders' Crown, really looking forward to it. And harness racing is just a grassroots sport and something I've become really passionate about.
Now, brilliant. The Breeders' Crown, Super Sunday. It's in Melton. Now we've got an ad, JJ, and we've been really singing your praises to media people, whether it be Croc Media or ourselves, to get your blog online. And then this live read popped up, JJ.
Hi, Trots fans. Josh Jenkins here. It's only 5 sleeps until Breeders' Crown Finals Day this Sunday at Tabcorp Park, Melton. I can't wait to see the clash between Party On and Patacular in the 2-year-old fillies race. So I'll see you there this Sunday for the race to royalty.
Now, Josh, just a little bit of advice. Don't record it in the toilet next time when you're doing the live read. I don't know. Just a tip, perhaps.
I reckon it must be your audio stuff, Vic. It sounded pretty good from my end.
Hey, Trots fans.
Hey, now, quickly, the Boomers. That was disappointing.
Oh, no.
We looked so, you know what, I'll pinpoint the moment when it all went south for us, when we rested Andrew Bogut. Now, I'm not saying you didn't need a rest. But from the very moment we rested Bogut, I think it was the fourth game of the tournament, things went pear-shaped and we never really recovered. And we've never won a medal in basketball, and it was right there for the taking. And you know, the difference was Pau Gasol. He's just world class, and we didn't have an answer for him. But our boys were absolutely devastated after that one.
And a quick one: what's happening in the NFL? Starting the heat up.
Yes, this week's week three of the preseason, when all the starters play about three quarters, and you get to have a real good look. So, NFL fantasy players, this is the week you need to watch to see who's going to be in action this year.
And give me just a little bit of encouragement. The Cleveland Browns?
Not a chance.
Not a chance in snowballs. Hell of hope.
Hey, JJ. For 25 years.
Thanks for that, AFL fantasy expert. Before we let you go, you better switch on, because apparently Tom Barras has given you a pants job every time he's played you, according to Bix.
No. Nice of Bix to do his research on that one.
I said he was solid. He was a late inclusion and he was solid, but little did I know that Josh actually kicked a handful last time.
So gave him a
apologies, Josh, and good luck for the weekend.
All good, guys. Thanks, and good luck to those in fantasy grand finals. We mustn't forget.
Yeah, well done, Josh Jenkins, AFL fantasy expert.
And that's it for Josh in terms of the fantasy, because that is it. He's done and dusted. Maybe a review next week and see.
Bye, Trots fans.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We get him on to talk about the Trots from now on.
Oh, I don't know about that.